Marcus, first of all, in the time that you've been manager here, the club has moved up steadily to become now the number one ranked non-league club in the entire area. That I don't know, it's a busy job looking after a club, but I wonder whether you ever take a moment to reflect on that as being some sort of achievement.
Yeah, I think we always reflect, but more importantly, we always look to move forward and how we can move the club and develop the club going forward. I wouldn't say it has been a steady. I'd actually think the success we've had on and off the pitch has been a rapid rise, to be honest, and has probably caught many people, football clubs, by surprise in terms of the turnaround and the success we've achieved in a short space of time. You know, this is my sixth year as manager. Came into a club which was predominantly recognised as a club fighting for survival in the National North, and like you said, now to be number one sounds good. Sounds like I'm on top of the pops and got a hit song. So
maybe that's the next thing. But you know, you're now in a league with a lot of clubs. I mean, half the league was in the Football League. I mean, this really is a huge challenge for you.
Yeah, you know, you look at our next two fixtures, York and Dagenham. Yeah. Both came down from League Two last season. So it's what we've really worked hard for, and we're getting the rewards for it now. But for us to become established in this league now takes on different obstacles. And for us now, we just don't want to be happy being here. We really want to become established and grow the club and see how far we can go. We've got... Well, it's a dream at the moment, but certainly Football League, someone said we're 46 games away from the Football League. We've played six games now, so I guess we're 40 games away. That's how near we are, but the realism and the reality of it is we're so far away from it as well.
Sure. But there must be other clubs that you look at who have made that step, that have come from the sort of levels that this club has come from and said, well, you know, that it's not impossible.
I think Burton Albion would be probably your best model. And for me, it's not just about the product, what's being produced on the football pitch. There's so much what goes on off the pitch to make it work on the pitch. It goes hand in hand. Yeah. And I think you've got you've got a chairman at Burton who has got to take a lot of credit for the success they've got, because the owner has always put faith in his management, has always given them time. And I think when it comes to management, he's been really, really clever in terms of his appointments he's made. And I think that brings stability.
Yeah.
And certainly we've had that with myself in terms of management, you know, that stability. And before me, with Bob Faulkner, it's been a club which gives its manager time. And hopefully I've gone some way of repaying them and rewarding. But, you know, like I said, my dreams... We're still dreaming, we're still believing, and one day, who knows, we may possibly achieve.
But you've got to have people within a club that have a sort of a vision for it to have that stability. I mean, you see lots of non-league clubs, and they get into all kinds of pickles and change managers just as quickly as clubs in the Football League, if not more quickly. And not just managers, but players, all sorts of things change. So what's different here?
I think what's different is, I think the... On the pitch and off the pitch, work hand in hand.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, especially for myself as a manager. Yes, my job is to get results on a Saturday. But for me to understand the club, understand budgets, revenue, expenditure, income, etc., etc., really knowing the running of the football club, I think is really important, because we can work together on that. So when it comes to budgets, and I'm realistic and I work within a budget, and we won't spend unless we bring it in. So every penny's accounted for, and we try our best to try and get as best of a budget as possible. You know, our budget in this league, you know, we should get relegated on it. I think it's no secret. But the budget we had the season before, it wasn't a promotion, automatic promotion budget, but we overachieved again. So for me, it's about good people, and especially it being non-league day, I think you find so many good people in non-league.
Yes.
Your volunteers who give up. Football is their life, and we've got so many good volunteers here. You know, we're blessed with that. Mm. And for me, is if you can get a football club full of good people, you're on the road to success.
And also a lot of those people, and this is true not only of this club, but of all the other non-league clubs, you say, so many people have a link to their area. You represent, I mean, you do yourself. You're from not far from around here, and no doubt there's lots of people here who can say the same.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to capture that and to capture the borough and to engage with them, you know, we looked at a community scheme. We've got a thriving community scheme now. We've got a thriving youth and junior set up, boys and girls. We've got a disability section. We're involved in social inclusion projects, you know. So when you talk about a community, it's not just the football we deliver on a Saturday and we want the locals to come and come and watch. And, you know, it's very much as I take great satisfaction of what goes on a Saturday afternoon, I take great satisfaction of what's been developed in the community. And again, ourselves and the board, we work hand in hand. So just as much as they get a thrill with 3 points on a Saturday afternoon, I get a thrill with when they come in, they get another grant. Yeah. They get recognition for the work they've done in the community. Yeah. So for me, it's very much creating this, not just one football team, create this football club. Where the community can be proud, and Solihull Moors is a hub, is a central focus of the borough of Solihull, and not just Solihull, but, you know, of Birmingham as well.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we're creating a great fan base. And when it comes to the Football League supporters, your Birmingham City fans, your Aston Villa, your Wolves, your Coventry Wolves, West Brom, etc., etc., we want to engage with them and become their second team, you know. And we really are, like you said, we're the only club now in the Midlands playing at this level. Yeah. So it's something to be proud of, but it's also something for the city and the borough to engage with as well.
Well, people say, don't they, who support football, and you will have heard this, but people, one of the criticisms people have of bigger football clubs these days is, in not so many words, this club doesn't relate to me anymore, or not as much, not in the same way as it used to.
And, you know, and I found that in this, you know, if I give you a scenario, we've just got promotion into this National League. And little things, just little trivial things like this. Most teams we go to, away teams, they don't provide food after.
Yeah.
The league we've just come from, every team, opposition, food after. So you mix with the opposition managers, players, supporters, mingle after games. That's that non-league environment where you as a supporter not only can watch 90 minutes of football, but you can come in the bar and you can speak to the players, you can speak to the management, you can speak to opposition. And I don't want to lose that here. You know, yes, we have to become more professional in certain areas and we have to evolve to get that professionalism, and we always have done. But that beauty about non-league, and again, we go back to people, and I'm on about, you know, genuine good people. Supporters can access myself, my players, my staff, the board. Where would you get that at Football League?
Well, non-league is a community pulls together, doesn't it?
Yes, and again, and it's that umbrella again, and we're going back to that community feel again. We need to be accessible in every area, whether it's a six-year-old boy or girl who wants to play football for fun, who wants to try and make a career of it. We go into education and schools, and there's children there who... disillusioned with school and education, and, you know, so we want to cover everything as a football club. And, you know, I'm really proud of we as a club and as good people here at the football club, the football club we've created at the moment.
And if those people are connecting with the club, I don't know, on a midweek night to bring their 8-year-old here, or if you go into school or whatever else you're doing, they might come and see you on a Saturday as well.
That's the whole, you know, engaging with, how do you get more supporters through the turnstile as well? First and foremost,
of course,
the product on the pitch, and we know that. Again, pricing, we were the cheapest in the league we've just come out of. We're the cheapest in the league we're in now. So, big tick, but then where do you go from there?
Sure.
You know, and it's, again, we're surrounded by Football League clubs, so again... When they're away, can we be their second club?
Yeah.
Then you go, right, we're surrounded by Land Rover, we're surrounded by House and Estates. Well, how do you get to tap into them? And again, we're a small club and we're growing rapidly. We haven't got enough people to, you know, we're always stretched. But our aim and our objectives of what we want to do is there, and we, like you said, to access the community, the youth and junior section, the disability, the social, you know, we're very proactive. And again, I think that's been represented in our attendances. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, there's been a product and there's been success on the pitch, yeah. But it goes hand in hand. So much as we've got fans who come and sing behind the goal and great crowd atmosphere, we've actually got people who are coming who support the football club, not just the team, but they're coming. You know, if we run a Saturday night event,
yes,
people come and support it. You know, people are amazed how much we've got. You know, we've got conference rooms, we've got function rooms. You know, this football club from the outside looks a little club, but the actual revenue we can draw in of certain aspects we've got of the business.
Well, you've got to make the site work, haven't you? More than 23 home games a season. I mean, look, I've just come in today. It's Friday lunchtime. We're having this conversation. The place is there's people all over the place.
You know, we've got an on-site caf, and you know, a lot from next door Land Rover come in and use it. So, we're trying to maximise everything we can in terms of, because every bit of revenue we bring in, obviously there's a cost to running a football club. But then, hopefully, we're bringing enough in, goes into the football budget. But like we said, whatever we bring in, whatever we have to pay after that, that's the football budget. So we have to be creative in terms of, we haven't got a beneficiary who just throws money at it. And again, we wouldn't want it that way. You know, myself, the staff and the board, we kind of, in a way, don't want someone to just come in and, here's a whole load of money, go and get success. We've earned the success the real way, you know, for me, and it's good, and in a way it probably spoil it, if I'm being honest. But then at the same token, we still need, I'm not saying we don't, you know, we still need that vision, we need that support. Our board members at the moment, we can't keep asking them. There's only so much, you know, it's a small board. We want more directors, we want more investment, we want to expand the community, we want to expand the youth and junior, we want to go full time on the football pitch. So there's a lot of wants, but actually getting that, you know, there's ways we have to try and do that.
Just briefly, in terms of the start you've made of the season, you've got 10 points on the board. Reading the reports, knowing how competitive you are, I wonder if A, you're pleased with that, and B, you think actually we could have had one or two more.
We've had a funny you should say that, we had a review of the month in training yesterday. We've lost three games, and out of the three, two of them were in the last minute, and that was game management. We actually had control of the football, so it wasn't a case of what the opposition were doing. It was our decision making in terms of and our management of the game. So really, in all the games we've played so far, it was only Eastleigh where I felt we haven't been in the game. So looking back, I always want more. You know, it's a solid start. I think it surprised quite a few people the start we've had, and especially in the manner in which we've gone about and we've played as well. We've kind of, we were the league's top goal scorers last year, and there was a reason why for that. You know, we play attacking football, we scored a lot of goals from a lot of areas of the football pitch, and again it shows. I think we've scored 11 goals so far from 7 different goal scorers, it shows we're trying to push men forward, we're trying to go. But at the same token, we're trying to lock the back door as well. But at the moment, they seem to be getting through that as well. But now we're enjoying it, and we're going to enjoy this year. But obviously, you know, I'm pleased. Would I want more? Of course I do. But the realism of it is, we're probably 2 points off of where we should have been, if I'm being honest. And that's just a one-game swing. And we'll get that. There'll be a game. We're drawing. We should have drawn. And we go and nick 3 points. So I think where we are now is pretty much 2 points. We should be on 12, but it's kind of a fair reflection of where we should be. And if we finish the season where we are now, everyone would be absolutely delighted, but for me, I'd still want to finish higher.
Of course you would, but you're loving this. What a challenge.
Yeah, you know, for my own, it's like, you know, my ambition now is to become a full-time manager. I've got the opportunity here, although we're only part-time at the moment. I can see where the club's going, and with support and help, We certainly have to look to evolve to that if we're going to become established in this league. And I'm like any other player, our youngsters coming in. you know, we want to be in the Football League. That's where I want to be. Mm. It'd be great if we could one day get that with Sully O'Moores, but from a personal point of view as well, I'm driven as well. And I'm delighted, you know, it's my first managerial job. They always say you're not a manager until you've been sacked. I always said you're not a manager until you've won a league. Mm. So now I can call myself a manager. But now I want to become a, you know, my ambition is to become a Football League manager.